Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
My father, Charles Allen Jones Jr., would have been 94 years old today if he was still around with us. Hard to imagine what it would be like having him sheltering in place and not being able to hug him and get those unique kisses that he used to have for us. Us being the three kids and his beautiful wife and my mother, Lucille Carolyn Schwartz. He had a funny way of planting the same kiss on his ring when he played semi-pro baseball in San Francisco. He'd put the ring to his lips and kiss it five times. Likewise, he would kiss our cheeks when we were kids, as well as years later when we were grown. The same five times. One for each of his children, one for his wife, and one for himself. Pretty cute and pretty original. He would do it so fast, it was like you really had to be on top of it to count the five kisses. And that was my dad. I wonder today about what Dad would say about all that's going on in the world, literally the world. A lot of people living in Eureka today don't remember that he used to do an editorial twice a week on KBIQ-TV with a famous conclusion, that's our view, what's yours? Often he would rile up somebody and they'd haul off and throw a huge rock through one of the large plate glass windows, approximately 10 feet by 5 feet. It'd be in the dark of the night. Dad would come in, as he always did, long before the first employee showed up, as he would be the first to discover the mess. Holy cow, you could hear his longshoreman cussing a mile away on one of those particular days. You better stay out of his way, as he was really upset, very mad at the world, all because of one man who had a problem with what he said. I could not even think what he'd be in his editorial message today. But sure as my middle name is Alan, I'll take a swing at one or two thoughts. Wait, I can't. I'm stumped. That was actually my first original opening line when it came time to write my bi-monthly comment. I am just stumped. Stumped, then I am stumped. And I believe that Dad would have been stumped to some degree as well. After World War II, Dad wanted to become a fireman in San Francisco. But the height rules in those days didn't even allow for that dream for his to come true. But I'm sure that Dad would have an overwhelming support for the first responders and nurses, as he always did. When this is behind us, in one way or other, the real heroes at the end of the day will be the people you know and love. People that are putting their lives on the line every day. So to my dad, and to all those other heroes, happy birthday. Let's get through this. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.